And be ready, because you don't know in the next split second that it may be your transition. And nobody else can answer that call for you. A lot of you may go at once, so it may be crowded there for a minute. But don't count on it. You get individual care with a big boy. And most of you really didn't want that. Sorry I didn't clear this up before, sir. Yeah, well, what's your excuse? Let's hear it. And some, you see, will not even get that far. They've already made their decision. They've already made their decision to follow the false image. And they're going to show you all those false images in your skies one of these days. Pretty soon. And they'll even tell you before they do it so that you know and won't miss it. And then you'll get all ready for your rapture and they'll pulverize you. And where are you going to go? Ah, I'm going to go to the clouds with God. God doesn't live on the clouds. And you're too heavy. Well, you may not be if they blow it up just right. You will become the cloud. But that isn't what I hear you having in mind. Rapture, that's the taking up. And don't kid yourself, they mean physically. Do you think Jan Crouch is going to leave her hairdo and her false eyelashes? Come on, people. And this is a believing, humble, godly person following the wrong image. And so I don't really bring great tidings to let you off the hook. And God doesn't ask much from you. Some positive experience, belief in truth, ability to reason and logic, and no truth. And it's always visible if you look deeply. Always visible. God wears a sign in total light. The adversary wears a sign, and it's usually accompanied by a lie. And if there is one intentional lie, you will always find more. And if there are five different tales, at least four of them are alive, and probably the fifth. So I don't force you to do anything. I don't beg with you to do anything. I might plead with you to use your mind, because that is the greatest gift God has given. And when you quandary about something, get into knowing about it. Don't say, well, Mary Jo told me. Who the heck is Mary Jo? This is your life. Well, I just can't read all that stuff. This is your life. This is your soul we're talking about here. Oh, no, I'm just talking about these legal things. That is your life. That is your soul. And this is your journey. And if you can't make up your mind what you think about it, then you better get with the program. And you better get down somewhere and read every word and study it until you know what it means. And then you can see the discrepancies, the pressures, the force, the evil intent, and the good intent. You don't have to believe anything in here. Go listen to the tape again. This is your life. I guess at this point I plead with you to care for it, nurture it, according to its value, which is perfection from God, your source. Don't be lesser. Don't have shame before God. He is the measure of perfection. And all lesser than that is understood as long as you are trying to grow to the best of your ability. Stop having opinions about things until you know what you're talking about. Until you know the people involved as yourself. Don't send a brother down the wrong road because of your opinion. Because if your opinion is that important, I can tell you now it's wrong. Because you cannot have an opinion for somebody else. And anyone led astray is either through their own laziness or you have required it of them. And that's a no-no. Coercion is not of God. God lays it right out there for you. You pick it up, leave it, sort it. Do what you will with it. The Word is God. And He promised that before the ending of this era, He would send the Word. God is the Word. The Word is God. God is love. God is absolute love. You are His manifest fragment. His prayer is that you will want to logically decide to choose rolling back within His being so that you can be co-creator of a better way. Better. Always better. Not for self, but for all your relations. And the moment that you do that, the moment that you think beyond the centered self, you become centered in God. And all the rest falls in. And if you live with that center of God in mind, you will ask His help and you will follow His directions. And opportunities will open like the lotus blossom. And when I speak of a lotus blossom, there is some ridiculous face cream now on the market made from the lotus. I don't know what you do with it. Pluck its petals, smear it on your face, whatever it is almost a fountain of youth, they will advertise. Why? What basis? Well, they found some 1,200-year-old lotus seeds. They planted them, they sprouted, they grew. We'll go find some 1,200-year-old spelt kernels that have been cared for. Plant them, water them, they will grow. It is only the hybridized, man-tampered, genetically altered species of anything that cannot rebirth itself. Remember that. It's an important concept. A lotus seed is not a fountain of youth. It is simply reproducing itself. whether it be one generation or 1,000 generations. If it is kept in security, it will be viable. Just like the drills, which had to be, quite frankly, removed from your place. You would have destroyed your species before now had it been allowed. And they're back, and nobody will even recognize them. You know, some scientists over here will develop something and say, oh, well, we use Dreas, but not those Southern California ones. There aren't any others. I can tell you now, there are not any others. They did not start from the seed I brought. Oh, no, I use Wendell Hoffman's. And where did Wendell Hoffman get his? He'll tell you, from me. I'm going to close this meeting. What time is it, sir?
We have a half an hour. We have not heard from Ed, nor have we queried Mr. Dixon. He's still here. Yes, he's here.
If I could have that microphone, I'd like to see a few things. Devon and Worship, I would like to take this opportunity to speak with John from a different perspective. The Constitutional Law Center owes a great gratitude to John for the opportunity to have worked with him and the opportunity to have assisted him, and more than that, the opportunity to have exposed his problem to everyone here and to see how they joined together and worked with the Law Center to help the Law Center enjoy its very first and I think one of its finest victories. When I first met John, I'd met him once or twice just to say hi to him. But I really met him for the first time when he was incarcerated at Hearthstone. And John was in the most miserable of circumstances. He was existing there. It was obvious that he did not have Alzheimer's disease. He was in a worse predicament than the hundreds of prisoners I visited in maybe 20 or 30 or 40 different prisons throughout the United States. He was occupying a very small room. His cellmate or his roommate was in the deepest of Alzheimer's condition. The bathroom that was used by John was so dirty it was unbelievable. The towels were filthy. And for John to go back and forth from his place to place to eat or recreation, I observed him walk in a line with mindless people that reminded me of the movies I saw when I was 10 or 12 or 13 years old, or the zombies, these mindless people wrapped up in linen wrap, mummies. It was a most frightening scene. John was not free. And freedom means very much to everyone. There have been times in my life when I haven't been free. I've been in a few jails, in a few prisons. In prison, I was in a low-level prison where I had some freedom of movement. I had some privileges, but I couldn't leave. There were borders. And everything was dictated to me, and I learned what freedom meant. John didn't have that. John had the disadvantage, too, of having been placed there by ill-thinking people, ill-advised persons. He was determined to be an Alzheimer patient without even having been in court, without even having been adjudged by a judge to be in need of that type of a situation. He had been there for the better part of a year before his situation was brought to my attention. The courts, the deputy district attorneys, the judicial department, and everyone had become accustomed to the fact that this was where he belonged. When we came into the picture, we had to overcome that battle. I don't know how many times we went to court and how many times you people can recall the times that we'd dress up John, take him to court, present him to the court. I don't know, but I would like for you to recall the number of times that we had to do that. Eventually, we turned everything around. Eventually, it was the judge who almost put in handcuffs the people who put John into that situation. But the wonderful thing was that we got to work together. We got John out. And for at least 4 years, John had some freedom. And when he died, he was free. Thanks to all of us.
Ed, do you have anything?
Sure do. Actually, it's at Commander's discretion. There are two writings since our last meeting, which are both excellent. The one which appeared in last week's paper on light, Germaine dared me to call what I really wanted to call it, which was everything you ever wanted to know about creation and how creation works for the fast food generation. He dared me to call it that, but in light of proper decorum of context, readership, I didn't. I called it The Lighted Thought Behind Creator's Overall Plan. And that was by Germaine. And that writing, and we have a very recent writing from Soltec. So I would ask Commander how he would like to...
Just the latter. We're about out of time now.
Okay. The writing from Soltec from just a day or so ago. Good morning, my friend. It is I, Tonio Soltec. Come in the radiant light of Creator God. Thank you for sitting this day and allowing for this interaction. Much has been happening around your area, where secret underground base complexes abound, as well as around the world. The would-be controllers are aware of that which is about to befall them, and they do not plan on taking it lying down. This is why there is so much in the way of distractions underway, such as the weather being worse in various areas than anyone can remember. Before this play is over, you ones shall have endured many mind-blowing phenomena that will defy explanation unless you have kept up with your lessons. Subhead, Geological Update. Much of what you are told or not told on your news programs, quote-unquote, are outright lies when it comes to the facts about the geologic stability of your planet. These skilled manipulators of data realize that even the casual observer can, at this point, figure out that both frequency and intensity of earthquake activity has tremendously increased around the planet in the past 6 months. This is why there is little or no reporting of the world condition over your prostituted news media avenues, while successful steps have been taken to stop or otherwise distract into side projects those who were, through independent routes, bringing you truth about Mother Earth Shan's rising blood pressure. Ignorant blind sheep is what the masses are referred to in the elite circles of the dark adversarial forces that are manipulating your reality of world perception. The readers of Contact are not ignorant, and the word is spreading and shall not be contained. The harder the adversary tries to shut us down, the more light they will end up shining upon themselves. Truth shall win out in the end. Please take this opportunity to, once again, check to see that your emergency supplies are ready and in good condition. You shall be thankful for doing this, And your neighbors and your neighbors' children may be quite thankful as well.
It's critical. It truly is critical right now as he speaks.
It sure is. New heading, Messenger Comet, quote unquote. There has been much concern over the coming quote unquote comet. This comet is the real messenger that your Native Americans have been waiting for as a sign which signals the new beginning called the Age of Peace. These ones know that their ancestral origin was from the stars. They also know that there shall be the great cleansing of the planet prior to this Age of Peace. This cleansing has been prophesied as being the cleansing with fire. Fire has many levels to its intensity. A candle flame can be gentle and soothing. A mountainside on fire can be quite alarming and cause great panic and destruction. A nuclear explosion can distort the very light fabric of one's soul and thus may cause an actual dispersal of soul energy. A scalar pulse can, if strong enough, completely disperse soul essence. Through scalar devices, you have the ability to completely extinguish an entity to a point that that entity may never know consciousness in any form ever again. You have, in effect, created the means for truly killing someone. This is not referring to the death of the physical body, but rather to the death of the soul. Your scientists who play with these scalar devices have very little understanding of how these devices affect non-physical space. They think their mathematical models, they have their mathematical models and theories of how they think these things work. But their models are limited and leave out the consideration of soul essence, that is, light. New heading, Understanding Prophecies. The ancients who were given the prophecies of this end time were given the images or visions and then had to translate to the best of their ability that which they had seen. For some of what they saw, there were no words, and they had to use examples and concepts that have a generally accepted meaning. You will have to look past the words. For example, consider words such as fire with a measure of discernment and insight and realize that there may be many possible meanings of that word. As an exercise, take your current world scene and try to overlay various ancient prophecies with that which you now know to be true. For instance, when your biblical scriptures were written, there was no awareness of devices called nuclear bombs. Look to your book of Revelation wherein it is described that, quote, the sky opened up like a scroll. Now overlay in your mind a picture of a nuclear bomb detonation. See the mushroom cloud billowing upward and unrolling like, that is similar to, but not the same as, a scroll. Use discernment and learn to make your own judgments. For even the honest interpretations are at best the accepted interpretations of quote-unquote holy men from 300 to 800 years ago, when there was no awareness of even the possibility of such nuclear devices. New subhead, Responsible Choices. You shall be held accountable for your actions, and if you choose willingly to remain in ignorance to the changing world around you, then you will have to deal with the consequences of these actions. Help is being provided to those who will hear and listen. Many are running around trying to find their guru, who will somehow tell them what to do and when to do it. This is running away from your personal responsibility, and you are, in effect, trying to cheat your way through the challenges of your current level of growth. The only thing you really end up doing is guaranteeing that you will have to come back and do it all over again and again until you can get it right. Stop waiting for another to do a thing for you. Be more assertive and do the thing yourself. If another has agreed to help you, and they will not keep their agreement, then I, Soltec, would suggest that you find someone who can keep their word and who knows the inner value of helping another. For instance, if you are a business owner and you have ones to whom you pay for their services, then you should have a clear understanding, written if need be, of what you expect from them and what they expect from you. If an employee cannot or will not perform to your agreed upon level of expectation, then caution the person that you are not satisfied and that you will have to move them to a lesser position of responsibility if they cannot perform up to expectation and agreement. Do not allow an unbalanced condition to persist just because you do not want to be the bad guy and have to demote someone. When you allow a condition of unbalance to persist in your life, you have, in effect, taken on the responsibility for all that comes from that which you have bought into. Subhead, wake-up call for the grand experiment. Back to the subject of the quote-unquote comet. You have ones waking up all around your planet who realize that this comet has peculiarities about it, and they are feeling the winds of change. The comet represents your past, present, and future. This is the awakening that cannot be avoided, nor would you, who read these messages, want to avoid this inevitability. This experience can be viewed as a large experiment in awakening ones to their true heritage as lighted soul beings who belong to a much larger community or family, whether they know it or not. The experiment comes in when you have a theory that has not been tested in fact previously. You have calculated that it should work, but you must at some point play out the actual experiment to see that your discernment is correct. This is not done in a haphazard manner on the whims of any one being. There is much research and collaboration among many to find as many different viewpoints and observations as is practical. Then, when enough have agreed to the experiment, it is taken before a council to decide whether or not it would be spiritually ethical to even attempt such a thing. Only after a proposed scenario has been approved at every level will it then be allowed to be attempted. You all are part of the larger experiment, an experiment which entails ground crew to help bring forth a stabilizing influence for the ones who we are attempting to wake up at this time. The emotional support that your energy fields will project when the less aware ones become overwhelmed with fear will be that which will enable these ones to overcome these challenges of growth. Be prepared for the impact of the upcoming changes. You as ground crew will have to be strong in your conviction, else you risk the possibility of being overcome with the lower frequency emotions of those you have come to assist. You will find this whole experience quite a challenge. This is as it should be. Many down there are just awakening to the awareness of the situation that is unfolding at this time. Among these ones are ground crew who have just begun to wake up. All awakening ones are hungry for the truth and will be attracted to that which they can feel in their heart to be true. These are the teaching opportunities that you, aware ground crew ones, have been awaiting most of your life. As the time of chaos, that is, the death struggle of this current political and social state, heats up, there shall be tremendous opportunity for growth for all involved. This goes for you as ground crew, as well as for those younger beings whom we have come to assist. All shall be faced with great challenges of faith and discernment, as well as great emotional pressures, as you all face the challenges of giving birth to the new era of peace. Preparing oneself mentally is perhaps the single most important one thing you can do. This will allow us, whether you think of us as spirit guides, angels, elder brothers, or your deceased Aunt Annie, to get a message or thought through to you in a critical moment. If you become overwhelmed with the lower emotions of shock, grief, or despair, this will make it quite difficult for a communication such as this to get through. You will need to keep a clear head, and you will as well need to have trust and faith that you need these experiences and that you volunteered to go down there and experience these challenges. Always keep the larger picture in mind. This is a picture we have been helping you to see through many weeks of important lessons brought through the scribe a ground crew member just like you who must constantly work to find mental balance, despite personal demons of distraction, to be able to receive and share these lessons. Again, remember the big picture. This is about a holographic play, and you are one of the actors in the play, or players in the game. There is a higher reality outside that which you perceive as consciousness. And remember, in this play, to always call in the light for both guidance and protection. The reason for these words of caution at this time is so that you can have time to prepare mentally for any upsetting possibility that you can imagine for yourself. What would your reaction be if you just now heard that New York City was destroyed by a nuclear bomb? What would you do? Would you stop and take a moment to clear your space, call in the light, and ask for guidance? Or would you just react to your inner fears, shut down with disbelief, and become dysfunctional, and thus closed to our communications? If you stop to prepare yourself mentally now, you will have, in effect, written a script or a program for yourself that you can use in order to help you keep your head clear and thus make reasonable judgments based upon intelligent thought instead of reacting out of fear. You have these messages as warnings and heads-up notices so that you will be able to function in the next upcoming 10 years or so in your counting. The ones who either refused to hear or simply were not able to understand will be looking to you for basic guidance. These ones shall be in shock, and in most cases they will shut down out of fear, or they shall become overwhelmed with the experience and become quite erratic, if not outright insane. Many a learned, quote-unquote, man shall be found weeping in fear, for they won't have a clue as to what has happened once their artificially constructed world of intellect is gone, and these ones realize they haven't cultivated even the most basic of skills for survival. The farmers, those who tend to the foodstuffs of the land, shall become the most important teachers. These farmer teachers will enable the ones who can overcome their fears and grief to become functioning parts of the community efforts to rebuild self-sustaining rural communities from the ashes of destruction. These experiences are the hard lessons, for you have long passed the time of course correction to avoid these experiences. In the upcoming age of peace, you shall find that there will be no tolerance for corrupt thinking, and that these lessons and experiences will be burned into the consciousness of each being. No, this is not a pleasant message. Please be assured that it is given with great compassion and warmth, with the intent to help, not to frighten anyone. As always, please discern for yourself and act with wisdom. Ask for guidance within the light and await your answer. Remember, change is inevitable. Even the most stubborn of people shall be caused to grow from these experiences. This opportunity for growth is quite unique. And for those who persist through these challenges, you shall know great personal reward and satisfaction for having gone through this experience. I am Ceres Antonius Soltec, as in solar technician, light worker, and soul, S-O-U-L, Soltec, one who works with the soul. I am blessed, as are you, by our Father, with insights and gifts that allow for helping other light workers to progress in their infinite journeys of the soul. For the giving and re-giving always comes full circle, and we all grow from the sharing. I come in the radiance and oneness of Creator Source. Salute.
Thank you, thank you.
Commander, I would add just one final comment, since this is for John, and it is to bring it back to that subject for myself, and that is I did not have a lot of interaction with John, but I would like to speak on John's scientific abilities and John's scientific interests. We did not have many conversations, but the ones that we did have that lit up his eyes the most were those on advanced technologies, and he had such a love for science, that is why he was good at his job, and why he was successful. We've talked about how successful he was, and he had his Mercedes. Well, if you trace that backwards, though, there was a great love and a great respect and feeling of responsibility in John for the role that science plays. Maybe we could call that aspect of God working through nature that we call science. And John and I did have several discussions, and I always saw his eyes light up when he found somebody who understood what he was talking about in the scientific realm. And with John sitting there right now and part of this, I just thought I would acknowledge that because that was a big part of his life.
Thank you. From a scientist, I really appreciate that. Because we tend to focus only on what we see at a given moment and not the greatness that really is. And I believe that it is truly time to turn our attention now to the junk food. May it serve us well. And I would like to say goodbye to our audio listeners and friends and family. Did we run out of tape?
Not quite.
Well, I want to close before we run out of tape, and then there is just another few words that I want to share. So, salut, and if you would just wait just for a minute. There's a lack of...